I am. Go ahead and turn on the house lights if you would, please. How you feeling? Y'all shouldn't have any question right now. Y'all already had church. You didn't even get a message yet. I feel the anointing, my God. Not do I just feel the anointing, I feel Him. Man, God is good. All the time, every season. He is good. Even in the midst of adversity and trials, tribulations. Oh, He's good. Yeah, He's good. Even when they don't feel right, feel good, it is good. Amen. Some of y'all are still kind of like, well, we have all kinds of lights turned off, people with painted faces, and then we have everybody crying, then they're shouting, then they're laughing. This is a crazy church. This church, they should be handing out aspirins because you got a headache, because you don't even know whether to laugh, cry, or get into the Holy Ghost, or what we're going to do. All kinds of emotions go through you when God gets in the midst. He begins to check your emotions. Yeah, see, only got one person say, yeah. No, He checks your emotions. Yeah, some of y'all don't like to be checked. Checked. Look to your neighbor left and right. You're going to get checked today. Did you see that? People kind of looked at each other. You're going to get a check. Brother man, did you say I was going to get a check? Now look to your neighbor and say, you're going to get a check. You're going to get a check. But not the ones that you get in the mail that say non-negotiable, because it's not a real check. You know, when you open it up, it's $100,000, but not a real check. You seen those? Don't cash this because it ain't for real. I mean, you know that when God is about to do something, He does it all the way through. If He started it, He will finish it. No matter what it looks like. If He started it, He's going to finish it. Even when He starts it in one place, and He shifts you to another place. And then you wonder, how is this going to work if it started over here? Sometimes there's races that we can start at the starting line. But those are the ones that are usually the dashes for speed. But when it's a relay, we may have a start and an end. But the place and where you start may be different from where somebody else started. You may have started in a season where you're the one that starts the race off. And as the time goes on, you're not the one that started it anymore. You're the one that's about to receive the baton to take off for the next leg. But we get all mad because it don't look like we're the anchor. I want to be the one that brings it home. Come on. This joker still ain't coming. I'm ready. I done put on my tights. I put on my new shoes. And I've been training. Come on. But you've been waiting there to bring it home. The race is still going. But you're anxious. Don't miss this. And I don't know nothing about track. I didn't run it. Forget it. I watched it. You don't even run when you're getting chased by a dog. Or some of the police. But it's all right. But you know. But you only have a certain amount of space that you can lead off. If you get past that point, you get ahead and you get disqualified. No, they missed it. They missed it. Josh, they missed it. See, we get tired of waiting to bring it home. But you can't move unless that baton hits your hand. But you can't move the moment it hits. You got to make sure you got a grip. They don't want to hear this, Jackie. Just because it hits your hand don't mean you're going to start taking off. You got to get a grip. And make sure you got a firm one, because when you're about to take off, this is what happens when you get something and you don't have a firm grip. You start to take off because you didn't have a grip. And when you do that, you lose momentum because you lose focus. You've been waiting this whole time, looking all pretty, looking good. Come on. Yeah, I'm ready. Come on! And then you see the person next to you taking off ahead of you.
Yeah.
Now anxiety starts to set in. You were ready at first. Anxiety sets in like, I better not drop this. They're getting ahead of me. Come on. And if you ain't careful, you're going to get past that point when you get ahead of God. I mean, the race.
Hey, sir. Hey. That's right.
Yeah. Once we get at that point right there, there's no return. You got to wait until the opportune time. Before anybody in the race ever gets on that line, they first learn how to. Give me that mic over there, please. Give me that mic. Stand up, John. Watch this. Face that way, sir. All right. Before anybody starts running, before anybody starts stretching, guess the first thing they do on a relay is what they teach you. Stride. Stride with your arm. Don't move. Just your arms. Baton. Do you see? Before you ever move on the race, this is what they're going to do. They're going to teach you how to get in sync with your partner. Y'all going to miss this one. You're going to miss it. Striding together. Baton. Back again. You ain't even stretched, done anything. We're going to learn to understand how close I am. Because when you hear my voice. Baton. Now, as we continue on, what happens with the Holy Ghost, he says, you're going to have to know before you even hear my voice how close I am to you.
Yes.
And how not to get out of the box.
That's
before
right.
I get to you.
Yes.
But when I get in that lane with you, and we're in stride together, all of a sudden, you know I'm getting close to you. All you know is to reach back. And you take off at that next position. We got to be in sync with the Holy Ghost. You got to make sure you're in that position to receive. You may not be at the front of the line getting ready to take off when the gun sounds. You may be in the position somewhere down the line. You may be in a different position on the track, but you're still in the race. Even though you see people passing you up, you're still in the race. Because a race isn't determined at the finish line, it's determined in your mind. You may have not trained as hard as you're supposed to train, but something inside of you in your heart says, I'm going to win. So regardless of what it looks like, all of a sudden now, the Holy Spirit says, I've been waiting on you. Now it's time to pass the baton and take off running. Oh, Jesus. I try to stay, and I can't. I try to be all kind of preacher-like and apostle-like and prophet. All I know is just be you. Y'all ain't gonna like I'm going to show up here in flip-flops and jeans and a t-shirt. But as long as I'm in lane with the Holy Ghost, and as long as I'm bringing thus saith the Lord to you, it's all that matters is what's coming out. It's not what it looks like, how it's packaged. It's what's on the inside that matters. I have been tricked many times before by something that looks good, because it looks big and it's pretty wrapped real good. But inside was nothing but empty stuffing, and there was nothing inside. What you need to get is something that is good for you, that's going to help you grow and help you move forward. But you got to understand that it must be the Holy Ghost. It can't be what is made up here. It's got to be made in heaven to be called down here on earth for you. And when it's spoken into the atmosphere, it'll begin to impregnate you with power. purpose. It'll begin to impregnate you with everything that you need. But when you just sit there with your eyes closed because you've been asleep. I got it, baby. I got it. I got you. When you've been asleep, you're going to miss what's passing you by. Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
My God.
It's passed you by a couple times, but this time it's going to land right in your lap, sir. Right in your lap it's going to land. But because I've called you for such a time as this. Such a time as this. Because in the season that you've been in, you've been in a race, you've been running, but God is saying, I'm about to hand it over to you with authority and with power. You're not going to stay the same way you used to be. You're not going to be in the place you used to be. He's going to reposition you and put you in a better place. And when he puts you there, you're going to see where I'm about to take you. You will finish the race, but you'll finish it strong. I hear the Spirit of God moving. I don't know you, but you look familiar to me. Maybe I've seen you in the past. Maybe you've been in this house before. But it's so crazy in here, I don't even know who looks like who. But I can tell you, when I see the Holy Spirit on someone, I do know he's about to do something. I said something. In the house. There's something inside of me. I've been trying to keep myself. I've been trying to be still. I've been trying to stay cool and collected. But the Holy Spirit says, son, I've deposited in you what is needed in this very hour. I didn't let you rest. I said I needed you with me. And because you spent time with me, you have been impregnated by me. And when I impregnate you, you are about to impregnate the atmosphere. And some people are going to miss it because they're asleep. I'm not about titles, people. I'm not about titles. I know that the one that set me where I'm at today came down personally and invited me into his personal life. And it wasn't because I came to the altar and got saved. It was because through the tragedy of my son, I got saved. Because I saw the hand of God move for someone like a sinner like me. And when he moved on behalf of my son just for me, I knew that we were serving a God that believed in me. And if he believed in me then when I was a sinner, how much more when I'm trying to do my best that I can to trust him and in all my ways. And I know what I'm telling you by the Spirit of the living God. It is time to wake up, church. It is time to wake up because God is doing a new thing. And if you don't watch and you don't perceive it, you're going to miss it. It's going to pass you by and by and by. And you're going to get mad at everybody else while you're in the race. You see them passing you by. And you get mad. God said, you ain't been in sync with me. You haven't been in sync with me. You've been doing things your way. You've been doing it the way you want to do it. You've been holding me in a box when you're getting mad at me because you stepped out the box before I even got into that place with you. You got to just stand with me. And when I say begin to stride, stride with me. Learn how to move one with my spirit. Learn how to listen to the spirit and not your flesh. Learn how to get flesh out the way. When you begin to learn to get in stride, you always have anticipation. You always know I'm about to do something. But you get tired of just waiting and waiting. I'm talking right now to the church of God. I'm talking right now to the body of Christ. You get tired of waiting. You get tired of waiting. You see everybody else getting blessed and you're getting tired. You're getting tired. But you don't know that when he passes that baton to you, you're about to take off running and you're going to finish the race. Because he's put inside of you a determination that you're going to lock down. And you're going to finish the thing that he started.
Yes! Yes!
Woo!
My God. Jesus! Jesus!
My. I know we're supposed to have all kinds of things taking place today. I was going to break and say you have some donuts and coffee, but now you're going to sit still for a little bit. You're going to sit still for a little bit. I feel this in my spirit so strong. I spoke to David. I spoke to John. I said, look, I ain't even putting out one of the sermons that you guys preached while I was gone. I didn't look at any videos. I didn't hear nothing on that podcast. I ain't doing nothing. I want to, if I heard from God, then I'm going to speak what God said. If I didn't hear from God, shame on me. Your pastor, shame on me. I will repent before you. I'm a man and I can make mistakes. But I said, God, I got to know that you put me through what I went through on that cruise. You're going to speak and you're going to speak to me because I want to know that I'm hearing from you. So I'm going to get started if you don't mind. I know it's church, and I promise to get you out of here before dinner. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I've missed my church. Don't get me wrong. I've missed my church. Wednesday night, the Lord spoke in this house, and he spoke strong. He spoke about driving. Ride like a madman. Y'all remember that Wednesday? Ride like a madman. Ride like a madman. Some of you, I don't know what you mean, ride like a madman. You know how you are when you get in your car and the music starts to bumping. Seats start to go back a little bit further. Just turn up the volume, pump it up just a little bit more. Because the next thing you know, you ain't driving 55. We don't even have 55 no more. You ain't driving 65. We just dated myself. Better Red Rocker, you know, back in the day, you know. Sammy Hagar. But I'm just trying to tell you right now. You start to hear something. Then what you begin to hear begins to change your attitude. Begins to change the way you move it about. You may have started off a little funky in the morning, like most of y'all did on Sunday morning, because you don't want to get up. It's all right. But see, the thing what happens is now there's a sound being released in the atmosphere. It begins to change the way you begin to sit and take your posture. You begin to sit with anticipation now because you heard something. And when you begin to hear something, you take notice that God is doing something. And when you begin to take notice that he's doing something, you wonder, where am I in that something? Am I in that thing, God? He says, well, if you just lean back. Take your hand off the wheel. Not for real. Not for real. Like some of y'all do when y'all putting y'all makeup on the way to church. Y'all. And some of y'all that don't even get your wheel alignments or your tires balanced, you start going to the right a little bit. Oh, so you're always having to correct. Because you're out of alignment. You got to I'm getting off track. No, because you're not in alignment with me. You can be in alignment, but your wheels are not balanced. And when it's not balanced, your road's going to be a little bumpy. Not only is it going to be a little bumpy, you're going to waste more fuel. But when you get everything in line and everything in balance, all of a sudden you start to cruise with the Holy Ghost. I think we need to play that song, Cruise. Oh, I'm about to run some devils out the house today. You didn't come here to spectate, not in this house. We're going to let God speak. We're going to let him speak. Because when I know that when we used to get there before 11 when it was free, we would get there for purpose. Now, I'm going to tell you real talk because y'all ain't all safe. You would get there before 11. Can I date myself back in the day when Scratch? And I don't mean the DJ. Scratch. Club Scratch. She said, y'all don't know about this, man. Y'all know about this. You know about this Scratch. This Scratch used to have all kinds of specials. Real specials. The lines were so long because it was so special. But you had to be there before a certain time. How is it that we can get on time for something that's not good for you? But we can't be on time for something that is good for you. God says, I'm about to change the dynamic in the church. I'm about to change the way people perceive church. If you get religion out the way, you'll have relationship instilled. If you get titles out the way, I will change the nature of the church. If you change the way people want to do things and let me do it, watch what I'll do for them. So many people, I've been watching TV too much. I've been flipped through all kinds of, evangelist this, prophetess this, and so-and-so this, and so-and-so that. It's funny how they all look like they're mad. And then I look at the people behind them. You want to know how the atmosphere in the church is? Don't look at the preacher. Look at the people. So I started looking because God said, you better pay attention, son. You better pay attention. You better look at the people. They'll tell you. Because if I'm in the house, I'm not in the house for the preacher. I'm in the house for the people. It's when the preachers can move out the way that I'm the one that's in charge. So I started flipping through some channels. It's funny how the satellite TVs have all kinds of religious stations. Word, Angel, GAC, and then the, what's it on TBN and the SBC and two ABC and a 1, 2, 3. But all I'm telling, there's so many networks for all this religious stuff, and I'm watching, and it's all the same. It's all the same. I can watch Joseph Prince on this one, and I just wait about 10 more minutes. It's going to be on the next one. So what they're doing is taking one message and just sending it out to different people. I'm not saying his message is right. I'm just saying, can someone come out and really tell truth? What God is saying. And there's a lot of preachers that are doing it. But what I started listening was, even the airwaves are getting seeker friendly. See, if we don't listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church, we're going to get lost for real. And if we listen to what man is saying, well, we're going to get taken off track. Get your Bibles if you would. If you would. I've been accused of never reading the Bible. There's some good stories in here. And when I read it, I know Daddy speaks. Ride Like a Madman, Part 2. Let purpose drive you. I want you to turn to 2 Kings 9, please. 2 Kings 9, verse 1 through 3. When you're there, say amen. 2 Kings 9, verse 1 through 3. Y'all ready? Put the key in the ignition because we're about to get started. You ready? Turn it on. Turn it on. Don't wait on the preacher to do it. Turn it on. Now, as you let it idle, let me begin to get your engine tuned. The prophet Elijah summoned a man from the company of the prophets and said to him, "Tuck your cloak into your belt. Take this flask of oil with you and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you get there, look for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi. Go to him, get him away from his companions, and take him into an inner room. Then take the flask and pour the oil on his head and declare, 'This is what the Lord says. I anoint you king over Israel.' Then open the door and run. Do not delay." Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it's true yesterday, today, and forever. But I thank you, God, that it is the food, the substance that is necessary for our growth and the growth of the body of Christ. Father, I thank you that we not only just read it, not only hear it, but we do it. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Prepare the hearts to receive, God. And every foul and religious spirit that is not of you, O God, I cancel his plans right now. But we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I thank you for victory right now in our worship unto you as we give our ear to the Spirit of the living God. And we surrender this service over unto you, Lord. And we thank you right now that you are the one that guides us in all truth. And all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
All right now. I want you to see here that you, as I read that, you saw how the Elisha summoned a prophet with no name and called him to go do a certain thing. And not only did he tell him to do a certain thing, he told him what to say. Then he told him what to do after he said it. Did he not? There was purpose. I want you to go to 2 Kings 9:17, please. 9:17. I began to touch on this on Wednesday. 2 Kings 9, verse 17 out of the NIV reads, "When the lookout standing on the tower in Jezreel saw Jehu's troops approaching, he called out, 'I see some troops coming. Get a horseman.' Jeroboam ordered, 'Send him to meet him and ask, do you come in peace?'" That particular scripture jumped out at me when the Lord says that people are taking notice of you. People are taking notice of you. But what do people see in you? How do people see you? How does the enemy see you? Are you a threat? Because if you're not a threat, you're just another friend. 2 Kings 9:20 reads, "The lookout reported, 'He has reached them, but isn't coming back either.' The driving is like that of Jehu, son of Nimshi. He drives like a maniac." I want you to put your attention right there. The driving is like that of Jehu, son of Nimshi, he drives like a maniac. Before I get started with driving with purpose, I want to share with you is that the enemy knows not only you, but knows your daddy too. Knows your ways, knows the way you act, react. I'll talk to you about reaction a little bit. How many of you get very reactive when something don't go right your way? You in church, you better raise your hand for real because you know how you are. All right now, probably like, I'm getting better. Now you need to just raise both hands right now because when it don't go right, we get a little ornery. We get a little mad. We get a little, fleshy. Yeah. Because I ain't going to poke at you unless I want to see the flesh come out. Right? I'm going to poke on you till your flesh really comes out. I'm going to show you. You got flesh in you. Because the enemy ain't going to poke you to get the Holy Ghost out in you. Now you got to understand the enemy is just a tool that God uses. We think the enemy, I bind that devil. You bind everything you want to do. If God sent it, it's going to happen. If God sent the devil into your camp to mess with you, you're about to get messed with. And when you get messed with, flesh about to come out. But when the flesh comes out, you're going to get delivered once and for all. Because you're going to get sick and tired of that devil being in your camp. You're going to say it's time for you to get on out. Because finally you're going to get an understanding that he sent it for your good. For your good. But you may not like the way it comes at you.
No.
It may come at you looking nice and pretty. It may come looking at the ones that says, I got you.
Oh, no.
I got you. We're going to do this thing together.
That's right.
Por vida.
Yeah.
That means for life. Con safo. Come on, David. Talk to me now, David. We're going to do this thing, but I got you. Matter of fact, let me go and put some things together for you because I believe in you. I'm going to put some things together for you. Put some things together. And next thing you find out, it looked pretty, looked good, and it wasn't what God had for you. You got tired of waiting in that lane. But all of a sudden now, somebody sees that you're waiting, you're eager, and you're ready. So now the enemy slides right on in. But don't make it so easy for the person to say, that's the devil. Mm-mm. Let's do that one more time, Bishop. Let's stand up right here, Bishop. Let's stand up. Watch this. As you're sitting there waiting, you already went through all the training. You went through all of that stretching, stamina, getting up, eating your Wheaties, changing the way you eat. You start changing the way you stretch. You start changing the way you work out. So you're ready for the race. And you're sitting there waiting. You already went through the training for the baton. So the enemy knows that you're waiting. So he comes up sly and waits. Start doing the hand motion. And just waits. Right now, the enemy can't figure out. But because he's there, the familiar spirit comes in and begins to mimic. Begins to mimic motion, stride, gait. Watch this. Breathing. Baton. wasn't the Holy Ghost. Here's what you got to be careful with. When you drive like a madman, don't get detoured. Don't get taken off track. Because things are going to come through a familiar spirit. And take on the same personality of what God has given you. Take on the same traits as what God has birthed in you. It's going to look and sound just like you. And then all of a sudden, you take the baton, but you're not running to the race. You're going off track. Everybody else passing you by. And it's not a race between people. It's a race to finish the race. So not everybody can do it with you, man. They're going to try to control you. They're going to try to make it say, this is that. Hear my voice. Fire is easy to see at a distance. Seen the commercial? How a human eye can see a candle lit 3 football fields away. That means darkness always lights up the light. And what happens is many want to come close and grab hold of it so they can grow with your fire. God, be careful, man. But what happens is when you stay one in the spirit, watch this. Back in the position. Now, the stride begins again. Now it's the Holy Spirit. Once you got a realization, what was there before was an imitator. And now, you just know when he's near. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get led off course. You know how you're going to get led off course? Someone real close to you is going to get you off course. The devil ain't going to use some stranger. Because the first thing when a stranger comes up, I'm going to fast and pray about that one. Unless it's Rico Suave, you're like, oh, that's God. Y'all know y'all do that. Y'all look at the first one come by, looking fly, put that. Just so you can get a whiff of, what's up? You get off track. That's Bible. That's Bible. Jezebel did that. Purpose was coming towards the camp of Jezebel, and what'd she do? Get all dressed up nice and pretty. Sure. I don't know what kind of women's fragrance is like right now. The thing. What is it? Y'all ain't buying perfume, huh? Y'all going to get me. What other samples you can get? You get. All right. That's what it is. It's free. I'll use that one. And you only use just enough so it'll last. Don't rip it out of the magazine. Oh, God. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, my husband bought it for me. What, the magazine? We don't even know what kind of fragrance we used to wear. What was that one you had on the other day? I don't know. I got to go look in the trash because it's a one-time use. You get off track because of what you're after. Wants to entice you to follow after what you're after. But it begins to hide itself. This is a Wednesday kind of message. Some of y'all still kind of caught. When are we going to get in the tub? Woo, drive with purpose. How do people see you? Do they see you asleep or alert? What about lukewarm? Turn to Revelations 3:1-3. Revelation 3, verse 1. I'll begin to read it. You take notes, write it down, highlight it in your Bible, underline it on your app, write it on your Evernote. Do whatever you got to do, but write this thing down. Revelation 3, verse 1 says, to the angel of the church of Sardis, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation. Say it with me now. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. I'll read it again. Some of y'all going to get this. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I come to you. You have a reputation of looking like you're a church that's alive. And I'm talking to the body of Christ. Because this church is alive and well and doing everything they're supposed to do. They're in, everybody's in their ministry. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. So it's not this church. It's the body of Christ. Because y'all have their halos. They're a little tilted to the side, but your halos are on. Your halos are on. They've been polished. You got everything. You look good. You wear white all the time because you always wear the tallit. You always have your outer robe. You always have the belt, truth, and the best plate. And you have the helmet. And you have the shot for your feet. You are ready for the things of God. So this church is okay. I'm not talking to this church. Y'all alive. Talking about the body of Christ. You sleep. You look like you're awake. You sleep. And if you're asleep,
I'm done.
If you're asleep, evidently somebody don't preach on this. Oh, yeah, it's gone. I don't need your reaction. I know. Watch this. Watch this. Watch. Hey. Woo. Water stirring. Water stirring. Water stirring. If you don't know what that's talking about, you better read your Bible. Water stirring. Water stirring. I felt the presence. I felt the presence. Lord, I thank you for the angel now. I thank you for the angel and the presence of your helper, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Sleep is defined as a natural periodic state of rest for the mind and body in which the eyes usually close and consciousness is completely or partially lost so that there is a decrease in bodily movement and responsiveness to external stimuli. During sleep, the brain in humans and other mammals undergoes characteristic cycles of brainwave activity that includes intervals of dreaming. B, a period of this form of rest. C, a state of inactivity resembling or suggesting sleep, unconsciousness, dormancy, hibernation, or death. Begin to inquire of the Lord, what are you telling me to read this for? I've had this message. I'm going to go back to something real quick. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute. I hope I did not get rid of it. The Lord had given me this and I did not want to preach it. Just so you can see this. Jeff, will you come forward real quick? And I want you to just... Right here. What date is that?
May 2014.
What is
Sardis, wake up.
The actual date is May 28, 2014. Sardis, wake up. I never preached on it. So I said, Lord, why are you telling me now is the time? It's because I've given you a mandate. And when I give you a mandate, don't look like you're alive. Don't look like you're doing the works and have no life in it because it's dead. You better do as I say and how I say and where to do it. Because if not, what is left will die. I said, God, that's a hard word to bring on a Sunday. And make sure I don't bring that on a Wednesday because that's core. You know, Sunday's a religious folk. Sunday, I got to go to church. It's Sunday. I'm go to church. And then we go out to eat, right? We can go out to eat, right? So what time does that church finish? And y'all don't want to tell them for real. Because if it been any other church, oh, it starts at 10, we're done by 11. House of Manor, when is it in? Uh-huh. They got coffee and they got donuts. They always got fresh flowers for you. Coffee is jacked up for you. We always put that orange juice back there. We always try to make you happy, feel good. Just come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, if you're really reaching out to people, you tell them, oh, but it's a lot of prophets in the house. Then they all show up.
I'll go.
And they sit up real tall so you can see them.
Yeah.
And then when you don't prophesy, there ain't no prophet.
Yeah.
Here's the other extreme. They ain't just sitting there. Hey. Then you get the prophet say, you've been going through a lot. You've been in a tough season. Just because they've been crying. You don't know those tears can be tears of joy because they come out of something. You're about to prophesy them back into something they already came out of. Wednesday's a little bit different because Wednesday, you pull preachers out of here for real. Sundays, it's like, when the pastor going to shut up? Because football season about to start. And it's preseason, and I want to go get the grill turned on. I already got everything on ice already. So when I get out home, it's already ready to go. Pop, pop. Some of y'all even have it in the car right now. Pop, pop. Twist, twist. This a real church. I got some real sinners up in this house. They've been bought by the blood. Been washed clean. Been set free and some things been broken off of them. And some things you got to understand. He sees that, but he ain't going to let you stay in that. You got to see for yourself that there's something better than that thing that you're running to fill a void that's not there. But God is saying, if you just let me be God, let me be the one that can help you, I'll start changing some things in your life. I may make you sit in a church that gets hot. I may make you sit in a church where they scream a lot. I may make you sit in a church where they shout and scream, cry and do everything. It's not coming down their nose. But I'm doing a work in you. I'll send you to a house of restoration. And when you're getting restored, it ain't easy and it ain't pretty. It's dirty, it's nasty, it's hot, but you're gonna get delivered. And when you get delivered, you're coming up over on top. You gotta understand, this not about the show. He done did it on the cross so that you can see for yourself. He paid the price for you. But don't lose sight of the focus of where you're supposed to go. Don't let something familiar get you off track. Don't look something come in and look pretty, look handsome, and look all religious take you off track. Stay on course. Ride with a purpose. And when you ride with a purpose, you'll see people's life change. You'll see things turned around. You'll see people that have been looked over, but now they're at the front performing and doing the things unto God. Not for you, unto God. And you begin to feel the anointing come out. Somebody can sit looking like they're in church forever. Like I said on Wednesday, you can stand in the garage for 13 days straight. That ain't going to make you a car. Put that hoopty in there. It ain't going to become no Porsche. You may go in one way, but you're coming out something different. You got to understand the more and more you get into his presence and you let him get in there. You let him begin to work on you. He changes the things. He changes your perspective. He changes the way you see yourself. Don't get distracted. You have purpose in your life. Every single one of you have purpose. You don't understand what that purpose is. But if you leave this very earth not knowing what your purpose is, the grave is the most wealthiest place on earth. Because all the treasures of heaven and all the gifts of God are right there in that grave. That were never extracted, never used, and never put into its purpose. When you can get into a house that will extract your gift, let me get in your business, man. I cry for you. Because you have a heart. And when you began to play, I said, Lord, just bring that man so close to you that people will see the goodness of God on his life. You are blessed, man. I've told you from day one, you are blessed, man. Blessed, man. And then to see you, Miss Bonnie, get up there and start preaching. You didn't sing, you preached. You started preaching and your son is playing.
Yes, I love it.
Your son is playing. Y'all gonna miss this. As the matriarch is standing doing her thing, the generation that is coming up behind is preparing the way and strumming the chords and making a way for a generation that has gone before. You don't understand that was the apostolic in representation right there. And it was a prophetic minstrel that was preparing for the apostolic to go forth. Hear this, man of God. Hear this. I know the ministry that lies inside of you, but it takes a father to cover you and pray and seek the face of God for your ministry, your call, your marriage, your relationship. Say, God, let him be blessed. Let him be challenged. Let him be exhorted. Extract that very gift, but let him not be distracted. Time to wake up. The Bible says right here. Revelation 3:15 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit thee out of my mouth. I told you it's not this church. You know, y'all are perfect. Before y'all get mad at me and say, I'm leaving this church. He's always mad. I ain't mad. I don't like the devil messing with you. I don't. A true shepherd goes after the wolf, right? A true shepherd looks and sees that there's a danger. There's a threat that is coming under the sheep. So the shepherd now leaves the fold. I'm going to prophesy this to us. We're going to leave the fold to protect those. And those that don't know how to rise to the occasion are going to learn to rise. Because they've been sleeping dormant for too long with no activity. They've been inactive. But as we leave to go protect the flock, we're about to travel. We're about to travel. Hear me, Pastor Inez. We're about to travel. And what you worried for when we were gone, you won't have to worry no more. Because the church has been awakened. And because there's been an awakening, watch this, I've said it from day one. When the church has been awakened, there is revival. There is revival. We first have to see the wolf and go after the wolf. Do you want to come on in here? Yeah, I got some sheep, but I also got some goats.
And they got horns.
What's this? The shepherd ain't worried about the goats because the goats will rally. And the goats will put on a threat to the wolf. It's the sheep that do not know. That the shepherd leaves the fold for and goes to them, protects them. But if they keep wanting to go astray because they're lukewarm, y'all, this is going to hit you between the eyes. Don't get mad at Pastor. Get mad at the word. You've been so lukewarm on whether you want to serve in this house or serve in another house. You don't know what you want to do. But God says, if you don't make a determination on what you're going to do, I'm about to spit you out. Let me just remind you, this is in the book of Revelation after Jesus. You have to be passionate. You have to have the compassion for the thing that God put in your spirit to do. Because if you don't, you'll stay in that state of being lukewarm and think you can ride the fence because I got grace and I got mercy. Grace and mercy. grace and mercy. But don't forget what you are straddling is the judgment of God. When the judgment comes in, the judgment is about to hit you between the eyes and tell you, you got to get right with me. And when you get right with me, watch what I'll do for you. Get right with me. Guess what? He ain't telling you that you're not going to be a sinner. Because the moment you think that you have no sin, you have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God. I like how it says we fall short. Not long. Short. Because it's for a short minute. Because when the grace finds you, you're picked right back up. You better understand what the Lord is saying right now. We can't be a church that's been lukewarm. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. Put your hand. We ain't saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to say this. God, my heart is for you. I will not be deterred. I will not be stopped. I will not be persuaded or taken away from your purpose. I give myself away to you. Use me. I'm yours. I am the church. I'm ready. I'm willing to be used by you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to give you three things real quick, and then I promise we're going to get on with our baptism. When the Lord began to speak this to me on the ship, I remember I said back in May, the Lord had given me Sardis, wake up. I said, that's not the church, God. I don't see that. They're excited. They're engaged. And it was for this time to study it. We have a form in the body of Christ that as long as we're in church, we look like we're a Christian. And as long as we look like we're a Christian, then people are going to be thinking that we're okay. Then you're deceiving yourself. Being in church does not make you a Christian. Being engaged with Him makes you Christ-like. But being in a church don't save you. Being in relationship with Him changes you, saves you, and helps you. So for every religious mindset that you may still have, I hope you release it right now. Because the Bible tells you clearly what He's going to do if you stay lukewarm. Well, how do I know how do I get hot? By having an encounter with Jesus. Where you don't let the things in your home get you off track. The things in your bedroom off track. All right, let's say it for real. The things that make you run to the hotel so nobody knows where you're at and nobody knows what you're doing. Paying cash so that nobody knows your track history. Mm-hmm. Or going around the way where nobody knows where you're at because that's not the side of the city you're normally at. So nobody knows who you are, where you're at. God says, I know where you're at all times. You can't hide from me. But if you give your heart to me, watch what I'll do. That's what I'll do. I say, God, I thank you for speaking. Because as you speak, I know what you'll do in the body. Yes. I know what you'll do in the body. I didn't forget what this is about. It's drive with purpose. Drive with purpose. Purpose-driven attitude. A purpose-driven attitude is focused and seen by others. Jehu was known by his actions and not by lip service. Did y'all hear that one? Jehu was known by his actions, not by what he said. Many want to quote scripture left and right. Let me remind you, the devil quotes it too. Well, yeah. All his little demons quote him too. Mm-hmm. But where's your heart? Are you going to seek after God and make some change for yourself? Some of y'all stepped into a role of authority and stepped into a role in your ministry and stepped right back out because you didn't like what was required of you. I'm going to be a prophet right now. I'm telling you right now. Y'all don't like the kind of pressure that gets put on you by authority. And you don't like the fact that authority that is given to you, that it requires for you to make sacrifice, and you don't like it. Well, I'm in church all the time. Good. God wants you to be in church and be a service to His kingdom. How about when he got you out the club? When you were always in the club. Mm-hmm. VIP card and everything. Mm-hmm. And I ain't knocking that. Don't get me wrong. Y'all know me by now. I don't judge. Not me. I'm just the biggest sinner like everybody else. Like everybody, I like to pop and drop and kick it too. All right? But I make sure I'm never away from my wife. Never. Ever, ever, ever away from my wife. So no one can ever say, I saw Pastor over there and he was dancing with this lady and she was fine. That's right, she was fine. That's my wife. You ain't ever going to see me away from my wife doing anything that's not right. I'm going to get with my wife. We're going to dance. Come on, baby. We're going to dance. We're going to have a good old time. Because in labor, we don't labor in vain. But if we labor hard, we play hard. So when the music gets to bumping and we let our head down and we're able to enjoy the fruit of our labor, the Lord says, know this, baby, I'm about to give to you what you have labored and believed for a very long time. And you're not going to have to worry about the baby that I have given into your hands. I'm going to remove the stress of having to raise this baby. I'm going to be the one that's going to do it for you. I'm going to raise these people up to be the right leaders that I called them to be without being lukewarm and without being all crazy and cynical. They're going to do it my way because you have labored in a season and this is your season that you're going to reap in joy. You have labored and sown with tears. You have given of your life and began to do so many things, and your body began to feel the things in the body of Christ. And things that were on you are not for you. They're not from you. They're because the body that you labor for has put it on you. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm about to cleanse you and wipe you clean of everything that has been put on you, and that you will no longer see this adversary that comes and stands before you. It's a lying spirit. It's been familiar and it's been trying to hide itself through a lineage. And I bind that very thing off of your life, and you will see that I'm doing a great and new work in your life. You're about to enjoy the peace of God, and you're about to enjoy the favor of God, and you're about to reap your harvest because it is your season of jubilee. All debts are canceled and everything that has been enslaved is set free, and you have been set free from the bondage and set free of the oppressor. Now is your season to receive what I have in store for you, and you're about to see that I have come to be your helpmate, and I'm going to walk with you and talk with you. I will become one with you, and you will know that I'm doing a great and mighty work because you have stayed focused. You have stayed steadfast in the race. You didn't quit. You stayed in it. Even when you said, I'm going to tire it, I'm going to quit. He said, no, you can't quit because I'm inside of you. And now because the pressures have gotten even harder, I'm about to release inside of you my grace and my mercy, and the oil's about to come forth. The preach woman inside of you is about to take her place, and she's going to stand on the platform and begin to, thus saith the Lord, begin to do healing signs and wonders. Miracles will follow those that come after you. As you begin to declare the good news of Jesus Christ, many will come unto the knowing knowledge of Jesus. Yokes will be destroyed and broken. You will see that you've been set free. Set free, and everything that you purpose to do in your heart, don't look back, don't look to the side, keep moving forward, because I'm going to bring healing to your brother, I'm going to bring healing to your father, I'm going to bring healing unto you, and you're going to see that everything that has been disconnected is about to reconnect. My God, today I hope you hear this. You have been in a season where you felt like things have been passing you by, but I'm doing a great work because you've allowed me to be the one that is leading you and leading the baby that you have fought for, cried for, and labored for. And know that I'm doing that very work that I showed you. That's why I made you hear from your nephew. Great things are coming to you. And when he saw the flowers, hear this. When the man of God that came to Camry Springs says your garden is about to bloom, all the blooms that are here because you're about to bloom and blossom into the things that God has called you to do. You're in your very season, says the Spirit of God, where the mothering spirit inside of you will mother the birthing in this church like never before. There will be an apostolic sending center that many ministries will be birthed because you will lay on your face prostrate before God and you will cover it with prayer, and people will know somebody's been praying for this ministry. Somebody's been praying, and God says, I reached into your lineage to your nephew that was counted out, and you felt that he was disconnected, but he's been connected to me, says the Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. The waters are stirring. The waters are stirring. And you're going to see that there's going to be divine healing. You've asked, I want to see it in my eyes. I want the people to see the presence of God. Not just feel, but see the presence of God. Not just to see the angelic realm, but to see the glory of God like never before. And God says, I'm doing a thing in you, beloved. In you. Because when your husband leaves to go on his journeys, you're going to know that you're going to stand firm. And you're going to stand with the baby in hand and say, this is what the Lord says. No more fear, no more timidity. You're going to do the thing with fire that is shut up in your bones. It'll come out like fireballs out of your mouth, and it'll penetrate into the lives of the people and change and destroy the yokes. Last night you saw something. You said, I don't want this to be another catastrophe. I don't want this to be another loss. I know that what you've done for me, I'm not going to lose my fire and passion from what you did for me. Whew, my God, my God. Purpose driven. Purpose driven. Stay focused. Stay focused because I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Don't let your body lie to you. Don't let it lie to you. Just like you do in the praise and worship when you get to the church. God says many are going to run and do the things that you do, even through their pain, even through the setbacks. God says, I've been watching you. I've been watching you. You have felt like you've only been taking just the gleaning of the field, but I'm bringing you into my inner chamber. I've been preparing you. I've been preparing you with that same determination that's inside of you to fight. You will fight through, because you don't fight just for yourself. You fight for the people that you believe in and that you love. Hallelujah. Hear the Spirit of God say, I am very well pleased with you, beloved. You have not disappointed. You have not pushed me away. You have only made me become even more in love with you. And you have fallen even more in love with him. Last night was the turning point in your vision. Your vision. Because you saw something different last night. And you began to see that you don't want no more, no more of the catastrophes in the body of Christ. I know by the Spirit of God, beloved, that this is your year. This is your year. Your harvest is plentiful. Plentiful. God is going to raise up workers for you that not only have your heart, but the heart for God. And you will see the greatest reward ever. The greatest reward. And when I said new, I meant new. I meant new. The enemy is held up. I serve notice right now. Release. Release and let go. New is on the way. New is on the way. It's been on a long journey. But even the land couldn't withhold the blessing that is coming your way. I hear the sound of the hoofs of camels loaded down. And they're marching in your direction. Been sent by God because of your faithfulness and because of your faith. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand up, Katrina. I saw you, I didn't see you as Katrina. I saw you in a different light. I saw you flexible. That you were able to move about freely. And that what came out of your mouth was like liquid honey. That began to flow out of you and change the lives of the people around you. Those that have watched you at a distance from afar are going to begin to see the glory of God that what comes out of your mouth. They'll know that this is what the Lord is saying in this very hour. You felt like momentum was shifted away. And you felt like, what happened? But I know you're here. The phone's about to ring and the door's about to open. And more is coming your way. More is coming your way. More. I want you to put your hand. Stop, sir. I want you to put your hand right there on her stomach, sir. Your right hand. I can only say this under the office of the Holy Spirit and know this by faith. Your offspring is on the way. Do not fear this. Do not fear this. But I see this baby coming with rapid, rapid growth, purpose, and power that is going to destroy the yokes off of the family. Call this child to be a saving grace that will destroy things that have caused separation and division. And I saw you pregnant as I was sitting here during worship. And I know when I feel something and I hear something. But it's one thing when I see you full term. That means it's that fast. You felt like so many things were getting out of order and around you. And things were getting a little crazy. God says, I need you to rest. Because in the resting, I will reinvigorate your gift. I will refire you, rekindle the fire, and I'll begin to birth in you a newness. New. Your baby's about to cry within you. It's prophetic. It's prophetic in nature, like you've asked and petitioned God. And no one can stop it. The enemy can't put his hand on it. Because God is doing it from beginning to end. And the fire that's going to come forth out of you would change the atmosphere. Not in a place, but in a territory. In a territory. Stay in your season where God has called you to seek after Him. Marinate in His presence. Because you've been impregnated by the Spirit. And in the natural, I see a child. I see a child. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. When you began to dance, there were some things beginning to shift on you. And there were some things that I saw that were just laying there real lightly on you, and you didn't know they were there. But as you begin to dance, it began to shift and turn and turn and turn and turn, and then they begin to slide off of you. And I asked God, what is that? Fear. Because fear is not always what you, it's always around you, but it's on. And every now and then, at its opportune time, it strikes. I said, God, but what's going to happen? He goes, I've given her faith, immeasurable faith, and it's about to be extracted. And extracted in a level that she's asked. I don't want to do it the same way, God. Can I just do it this way? And you'll let me know if this is you. He says, you will travel. You will speak. You will prophesy and you will lay hands and they will recover. But you're not going to be stagnant in a place. Because your fear is, how many times are we going to do this and it not flourish? I says, what I've given you is fresh. And as you begin to dance, you begin to break that very thing that had kept you in bondage, which was fear. You're loose from that fear. You're loose. Woman of God, you are a precious child that is going to flourish. The gift and call on your life is going to be different. And it's going to be around people that are different. Put the phone down. Put the address book away. Because when they call you beloved, it's because they have found you. It's going to be different. Teresa. What you don't want to be around, you're going to be around. South America. He even missed a note over there. Hold off, Josh, man. Just hold off. Miracle Maker, give me Miracle Maker. You're good. I saw you in South America just right now. Polish up on your Spanish. Stand up, mama. With your right hand of authority on her head, please. On her head. Right hand. There you go. Hey, Coradalabosi, what was missing in the equation is the authority that you have longed after. And the long and after that you had for the man to do this, your father, I hear by the Spirit that she has prayed you through, and sometimes you felt like she wasn't praying for you, but she never ceased to pray for you. She's always believed in you and always saw you, and the thing that she said that you were going to do, you're about to do. Now, right now, as the right hand authority that is on your head is because she stayed on her face for you and your family. There's a shift that has taken place within the family and within her spirit. But I see that there's an impartation right now that the loosing of the tongue is taking place, so you begin to speak Spanish very fluently, and you are articulated even in this Christendom dialect, because you have feared. I can speak Spanish, I can understand it, but I can't prophesy in Spanish. It is going to come forth. And when you go, it's because I've called you to a place. And because I called you there, know that when you arrive, everything that has been put inside you for so many years, you're not a babe. You're a woman of faith. Not a woman of fear. You've been broken. Things stripped. Turmoil and chaos. But I hear the Spirit of God say, now I'm hovering over you to bring about a new beginning for you and your ministry. Don't try to formulate, let it just happen. Because what is about to take place, Harrington Ray, I want you to hear this. You're about to see an increase. I ain't going to prophesy to them about money. I'm going to prophesy to you about money. I see an increase that has come through their ministry that is not only going to bless them and their house, but it's going to bless you to be loosed from working out in the marketplace. Your desire is to follow after the things of God. But without all that religious mess, you're going to be loosed to go. I see you applying. Applying. I see numbers that are attached to a photo, like a passport. Things are happening fast, and I want you to hear this. Fast for you. Fast. Because your heart was given over to God. Fast. Fast. You're blessed, and you made the right choice. The right choice. I bless you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We always want the good words. Don't send me there. There's where you're going. Hey, man. Whether you did or not, guess what? It don't matter. That is I. You pass it just a little bit out there. All right, look. I'm going to finish this up later. I am. I'm not going to rush this. This is a word that I know the Lord has been speaking. And I know that God is going to allow me in its season to accomplish that. Thank you, sir. Whoo! I thank God for you guys for being patient. I do. And I know that everybody was saying, well, take your time, Pastor. No, y'all, your spirit, I could feel y'all. I can feel you. Chair's uncomfortable, Pastor. I feel you. I'm going to be attentive to that. We're going to go into our baptism. But before we do, before we get started, and I know we got donuts back there and coffee, and the donuts have a tendency to speak. And they keep staring at me. So what we're going to do right now is I have a song that I want you to hear. I think it's a very powerful song. I want you to hear. And then we're going to break for our baptism for those that are getting baptized. How many are getting baptized? Raise your hand. Okay. Wow. Amen. Have y'all all seen Minister Baya back there to get, make sure we have names? Yes? Yes? Everybody has their names written down who's getting baptized? Yes? Hallelujah. Okay. I want... We're going to do tithes and offering because my wife told me to. All right, let's get the envelopes. You have it ready, David? Okay, so make sure you have it ready. As they hand out the tithes and offering, I'm like, don't miss it. Don't. Oh, the anointing's gone now. We're asking for money. Look, when you go to your job and you work, you want to get paid, right? Well, God has blessed you. He wants to get paid. All right. All right now. Something's already there. All right, as they hand it out, I want you to listen to this song. It's a very powerful song. If you know it, you can sing along as well. I found this the other day, and I was like, wow, we got to play this in church. Powerful. You ready, David? All right, go right ahead, sir.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true. Party night, can feel the vibration. Lights are bright, we're feeling alright. We're dancing till the morning light. Happy birthday celebration.
Everybody who else has a birthday in August?
Once again,
who else has a birthday in August? Raise your
hand. And everyone feels like happy birthday to me. And may all your dreams come true. We sing happy birthday to you.
I like that version. I like that version. Felt like I was on the island somewhere. And actually, that's the Happy Feet version. Yeah. Happy Feet. Happy birthday to you, August babies in here. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. To my wife, she just turned 21. We're able to go to the club. And we're legal to go to the club and go dancing. I'm like, oh, Pastor, you so fleshy. You're always talking. You are too. You got your envelopes ready. Lift them up before the Lord, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that in our worship unto you, God, that we can lift up our holy hands, lift up our offering before you and just give thanks unto you. For you're the one that creates the harvest. You're the one that has blessed us to give back unto you, your tenth and your offering. God, I just thank you right now. And this wave offering unto you, it's worship, Lord. And as we sow, it's a form of worship and faith unto you, God, that we trust your very word, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there's not enough room to contain. And Father, that you will also rebuke the devourer for our sake. And this word, this very word, you said, prove me, test me in this, and see if I will not. So as we release, God, we thank you that you will. We bless and receive your blessing in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. You may come and serve the Lord. Go ahead and grab your donuts, your coffee and stuff. Take a seat. For those that are getting ready for your baptism, now is a good time to get ready for your baptism. You can change and get ready. Love you guys. Love you. Love you. Don't leave. Don't leave.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you.
There you go, David. There you go. Medicine.
Let's go. In your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on. From a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.